It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Welcome to the Ralph Tillman Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college hoops tonight. We'll be back. We've got a lot to talk about. The starters, the tip, and more. We'll return right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back here to the Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight Benedictine returns home for their second Heart of America Athletic Conference game of the season, hosting conference rival Baker University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus will be along shortly. Tom Counts with you here. And as you can hear, Aaron, your public address announcer, introducing the starters to a really good crowd on hand. Let me share it with you. First of all, for the Baker Lady Wildcats under first season head coach Tori Murillo. Tori's going to be starting Ainsley Tolson, a 5'9" senior from Trenton, Missouri. She must have brought along from Abilene University. Leah Van Wilden, a 5'9 senior from Marion in Iowa. Out of Baldwin City, Kansas, 5'7" senior Macy Frost. A sophomore from Cedar Rapids, 6', Sophia Barrett. And a little bit of a change in the starting lineup. They're going to be starting tonight, Emma Cunningham. She's a 6' junior from Andover, Kansas. For head coach Chad Bolson and the Lady Ravens, it'll be Allie Kramer from Seneca, Seminole Central, 5'7" sophomore. 5'11" junior Josie Weiser from Norville and JCN. It's Twyla Karis Willow, 5'10" senior from Verona, Missouri. Out of Wichita, Capon High School, Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1" sophomore. And rounding it out, Jeff West product, Meriden, Kansas native, 5'8" senior, Aaliyah Reigns. Baker coming into the game today with their, well, let's see, tonight they're going to be wearing navy blue with white and a bit of orange piping for Benedict, and it's going to be the home whites with red and black. And you're going to have to forgive me. I'm going to ask for that right out of the gate, because seeing Tori Morello on the sideline, I'm going to call this team Avila probably 8 or 12 times this evening. So bear with me, as she was a career player at Avila and then a longtime coach here, just moving to Baker today, or this year. Here's a quick shot up off the tip. No good. Lady Wildcats missing the first shot, and here comes Benedictus over to the right side. Thinking about the three, and Reigns is going to drive into the lane instead. Backs in. Twisting, turning, kicks it out to Jacobs. Jennifer gets it back behind her to Reigns. We're just underway in this scoreless game. A couple of teams looking for their first conference win. Here's a shot from underneath by Jacobs. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Picked up. Twyla goes up. Lots of contact. No fouls called. And off the miss, here comes a rebound for Baker. Scoreless game. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Baker back down court for the basketball, and over around to the right side with it is going to be Cunningham. Cunningham will feed it over to the right block. Shot up. No good. Rebound Benedictine. And you can see early on what is happening with Baker is they are looking to get inside underneath like that. Shot. Twyla up and done the assist. Allie Kramer. So Kramer the assist. Twyla the bucket. Benedictine will have a 2-0 lead at 8:50 to go in the first. Pass again over to the right block. Out on top. A bit of a hint fake. No shot taken. Dumps it over to the right side. Baker feeds down to the right again. It's going to be knocked away. Kramer coming up with another steal. Drives it down. Goes into the lane. Spins 360. Right-hand layup. She's too far under the rim and hits the bottom of the iron. Rebounding it back down is Baker. It's a 2-on-1 break. Reigns on the loan down the floor. Goes in and commits a foul. She tried to defend Collison, but they're going to call it for the personal foul. It'll be her first, and is the first foul by either team in the game tonight. 8:22 to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Baker. And it will be Emma Cunningham. Cunningham steps up. Shot. Nope. Rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Game is tied at 2. Trying to complete that 3-point play and couldn't do it. Ravens back down the court with it out on top. It's going to be Reigns. Has a slap out of her hands. Able to pick it up off the dribble. Drinks it over to the right side. Gets it there to Kramer. Back on the right. It goes to Reigns. Reigns will drive in through traffic. Lays it off the back of the rim and scores it. Aaliyah Reigns will have her first 2 points. And Ravens go up 4-2. And a quick fast break shot on the other end is up and batted away out of bounds by Josie. Okay, Baker is taller. Baker is faster. Baker is looking to break down the court more. They're running less, call it traditional offense, moving the ball around, moving around. They're looking for that quick strike. And now coming into the lineup for Baker is going to be Brooke Harbeck, the 5'10 senior from Venus, Texas. So Brooke Harbeck comes into the game. Here's a shot for free from the outside. Will not go for Harbeck, and Benedictine up with the rebound. Kramer into the floor court. Back behind her again. It'll go to Reigns. Reigns will drive. Split three defenders. Shot up. Nope. Gets thrown. Rebound goes up. No. And there's the foul call. I was looking for the foul from the official behind, but the official in front of the play makes the call, and it'll be whistled on Emma Cunningham. So for Cunningham, it'll be her first, and another substitution checking into the Baker lineup. It's going to be Emina Hadzahujanovic. Second free, first free throws up, and it will not go in. One more shot coming up for Reigns. Hadzahujanovic out of Mostar, Bosnia. She comes from Regis University. The second free throw up, it is also no good. And a rebound down, here comes Baker. The quick three this time, no. And a rebound is going to be allowed to go out of play into the BC bench. It will be Lady Raven basketball, and Coach Folsom will make his first couple of substitutions. He's going to bring Kennedy Nicholson into the game, and let's see, also checking in is who?
I don't know, but we do have two that we got to work in before 6 o'clock. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll remember that. Here, I'll give you this. Here's a shot from the outside for Josie. It will not go in. Rims around, and I had even pulled out an extra pin, but I don't know where that's at. Let me find it. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Oh, they're letting them play out here. Gus has come to the booth, and this team is very different under the tutelage of Tory Marillo. Back it in, off the block, falling away. The shot is up and in. Knocking that one down is going to be Ainsley Tolson. So Tolson gets the bucket, and Baker ties the game. It is now even at 4. Ravens down. Going to be Harris Quillo. Feet underneath to Josie. Look away pass on top. Kennedy's 3. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Baker. They are going to run down the right side. Tolson shot. No. Rebounding it down. Reigns. Benedictine coming the other way. Just Gus running up and down. It is wild. Now Reigns loses the handle. Baker will take it away. Barillo's on her feet saying, sorry, guys, wait a minute. Just kind of get yourselves together here. It is a 4-4 game over 4 minutes in. Now, you know what that tells you? We're on a 40-point pace here. Not a lot of scoring.
Sure, a lot of shots attempted, right?
A lot of shots attempted, not many made. Here's a driver very wide, and we're going to get a charging call. And that, Kennedy Nicholson took the charge because she was standing almost directly beneath the circle.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Just beneath the rim.
Bad officiating. All right, let's clock it up. What are we? Game 2 of the conference, and we're dealing with it already. We're going to see a handful of substitutions into the ballgame and kind of pick them up as they come in.
You got a couple of teams here tonight that really need to win a conference game. Both of them coming in at 0-1. Benedictine 2-4 overall. Baker is 4-2 overall. And neither one of them is off to a great start. Here the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 4-4 game here. Women's college basketball this evening on Care Radio. Joseph, we owe you a couple of breaks. We're going to get to one here very, very shortly. So you'll be aware that that's coming. BC has gone to the bench, Gus, and they have brought Riley Wade in. Riley will drive to the baseline. Nothing. Comes out on top. Here's a 3. Way too strong. And rebound. Jacobs had it, lost it, and it's going to be out of bounds to Baker. 5:19 to play in the first. Baker will bring it up the floor. Are they playing like a couple of teams just desperate to win or trying to figure out an identity or something? I mean, I'm puzzled by what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's just two teams that right now, I don't think they've got a lot figured out. They're trying to just see through some things and figure out what kind of teams they're going to be in, try to figure out their identity, if nothing else.
Benedictine also in a game with Kiana Herrera, and Kiana picked that up, right?
Yeah. Kyra Mizoraka is going to check in. Ali Kramer is going to check back into the ballgame. So, Lady Ravens running a lot of players in and out right now.
Got to get a chance to see Mizoraka for the first time tonight. The 6'3" sophomore out of Mustang, Oklahoma. Come to the line for Baker. It's going to be Cunningham. She's 0-1 at the line tonight, but will hit that one. 3 substitutions getting set to come in for Baker. These two coaches rotating them in and out here in the early going.
I laugh. I walked into the gym and just everything stops technologically wise, right?
Oh, no.
The black hole.
It is the worst ever.
Hey, we're going to see three substitutions check in for Baker. You're going to see Chastity Weathers, Ansley Tolson, and Amina checking in, the 6'3" forward. I'm not even going to attempt Amina at the moment.
Oh, I've got Amina down right here.
I bet you do.
Pasa, who's Janovic? And Ravens have the ball slapped out of bounds and into the scorer's table. BC will be putting it back in play out there. Lady Ravens right now with Misaraka, Herrera, Wade, Kramer, and Nicholson out of the court. Hadza, let me get it right. Hadza Hujanovic with Weathers, Tolson, Habeck, and Barrett. Those are the five. Here's a shot. It's going to be up and good for Benedictson. And Joseph, we're going to take a quick break. 4:40 to go. We're in the opening quarter. Benedictson and Baker with the basketball tied at 6.
Good evening, Fair Country. Neil Weiland back with you once again here at Jock's Niche in Atchison as we're having fun listening to BC basketball, having fun getting people signed up for Candy Cane Cash. Just a few more minutes to get here and signed up. We'll do the drawings about 5 minutes to six. We'll draw for our five finalists. Again, Candy Cane Cash, chance to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Kicking it off in style here at Jock's Niche, 729 Commercial in Atchison. Back to Tom and Gus.
Welcome you back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus at Atchison, Kansas. Baker coming out of that break, hits a quick shot, and BC comes down the other end. Mr. Rocca with the follow. It's up and good. Her first points of the game.
Yeah, Kramer couldn't quite get the first shot to fall, but Ms. Rocca was right there to clean it up. Her first bucket in the Ravens and hold even at 8 apiece with the Wildcats.
3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Neither team's lighting it on fire. Now Mr. Rocca steps in front of the pass, coming up with a steal, gets it off to Kramer. Alley will bring it down to the top of the key, slows it down there, works it back off on top, finds off a nice screen, thought about the three, doesn't, goes right side, Nicholson. Feed underneath, the turnaround shot, Herrera, nope, rebound Mr. Rocca, kicks it back out on top. Kramer defended very quick, little one-handed swing pass. Because if a wheel route was a pass, that would have been what that was. Back out on top, it'll come to Kramer. 3:10. Here's a three. No. And we've got bodies
foul
everywhere.
We're going to get an offensive foul against Misaraka.
Well, there you go. Oh, it's a party. That's what I'm talking about.
Misaraka will be guilty of her first foul. Team foul number 3 for the Lady Ravens here in the first quarter.
How many's out there? No.
2, 3, 4, 1, 4.
That's what I'm talking. 3:12 to go in the opening quarter. It's an 8-8 ball game. Here comes Baker. Look at Tori Murillo down here. She is coaching and coaching. Look at this. She's got one of her players isolated.
She could probably suit up and go off for 20 tonight, right?
Only going to have to get rid of the heels and get some flip-flops or something. Here's a shot from underneath. Look at the block and a jump ball called.
I like it. Nice aggressive play underneath the basket for the Lady Ravens.
Back out of the ball game is going to come Kennedy Nicholson, and Reigns is back in.
Okay, let's talk about Baker real quick.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't Baker's only school color orange? Right?
Yeah.
It's not orange and blue or orange and black.
Correct.
Or orange and white. It's just orange.
It's just orange. And there's barely any.
So little orange on that uniform.
Just a little trim around the letters and numbers. Benedictine coming up the court with it. It's knocked away, but Alley's able to rescue it, push it over to the right side. Now the feet underneath for Mr. Rockets on the floor. She's rolling around. Two players jump on her. And jump ball possession, Baker. I think, because Baker has used, what, 9 or 10 or maybe even 11 players so far? 2.5 to go in the opening quarter in an 8-8 ball game. Going to have you with us. Women's college basketball. Look away, pass underneath, and an easy layup is up and good. Van Wielden hits the bucket. Lady Ravens trailing it by a pair with 2:18 to go. Quarter number one. Pass in for Mr. Rockets. Going to be knocked out of her hands and stolen away. Here it comes down to four. The feet into the lane. Falling away. The shot off the window and good again for Tolson. Can't believe there was not a travel or some kind of contact there, but there was none. Now Benedictine is down by 4.
I thought there was plenty of steps had right there.
2 minutes to go in the first. Joseph, we'll get your next shot in here at the break probably. We're good to go with 1:45 to go in the quarter. Now we'll have a foul out topside on Baker's Leah Van Wielden. Into the game now comes Emery Joseph. Emery is a 5'3 senior from Michigan City, Indiana.
You know all about Indiana.
More than I want. Way more than I want to know.
I had to laugh. I heard in the pregame you did Marion in Iowa.
Yeah.
Kind of paused on it. I caught that.
It was hard, man.
Lady Raven's going to make one, two, let's count it, three substitutions into the ballgame. You're going to see Jennifer Jacobs out there, Twyla Kirisio, and Kennedy Nicholson. Be out for the Lady Ravens with Josie Weiser and who else is going to stay out there? Aaliyah Rain.
1:35 to go in the first quarter. Here's a shot to the outside, off the rim two times, but it won't go in for Nicholson. And Baker back up court with the basketball. They have control of the ball, leading it by four. Long cross-court pass is way too tall, which you've got to think about. Because when you make the cross-court pass, you must understand to whom you are throwing it and realize at 5'3", you cannot launch it up there like you can for those 6-foot teammates. That ball was way over the head of Emery Joseph and out of bounds. BC back up the floor. Underneath, the shot goes up, and another foul is going to be called. For the Lady Ravens, what I see them doing here tonight, guys, is working very, very hard to get the ball into the hands of Aaliyah Raines. Three more substitutions rotating in for Baker.
Aaliyah Raines is going to toe the free throw line. Typically a good free throw shooter tonight. She's 0 for 2.
Takes her time here and eyes it up and make it 0 for 3. Struggling at the free throw line tonight. With a 1:10 to go in the opening quarter, it's still a 12-8 Lady Wildcat lead over Benedictine. Long, hard look into the middle. Second one rolls around and in.
Raines, a 67% free throw shooter on the season.
It is now 12-9, and as the ball comes up the court, we have a Benedictine foul on Raines. So for Aaliyah, that's going to be foul number 2. And right out of the game, she's going to come. Benedictine will go to the bench and bring Kiana Herrera back in. Kiana's out of St. Joe, Missouri. She's Bishop LeBlanc product, as I recall. Baker with the ball over to the right side in the last minute now of the first quarter. It is 12-9. Driving to the right, cross-court it goes into the left corner. Back to the middle shot, blocked from behind by Weiser. She went way upstairs to reject that shot. Here comes BC. And a pass to the right, thrown away by Herrera. Back up court with it, Lady Wildcats. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Again, a near travel on top. You see a first step coming up before the ball comes down. Now here's a drive in, and another block for behind by Weiser. You think they're not letting him play? 19, 18 seconds. Weiser for three.
She's going to get the foul. I thought she was going to get the and one. Instead, we're going to see Josie coming to line for three free throws. As that foul is going to be whistled against Sophia Barrett, the 6-foot sophomore out of Cedar Rapids. See, that's that extended footprint, you know, that geographic footprint.
Yeah, exactly what that is. Sophia Barrett, foul number one. And it is team foul 5 for Baker. Josie at the line, and she gets 3. First one, no. Benedictine not doing a very good job at the free throw line right now. They are, 1 of 5? That's pretty easy, 20%.
Josie on the season, good free throw shooter, 88%. She'll knock it down there.
Second one is up and good. Looking at the third one here, it'll be on its way. She'll get that one. And Benedictine is back to within one. It is 12-11, 15 seconds to go first. Around to the right side with it for Baker. It's going to be Tolson. And we get another foul. Now it's going to be called
on Kennedy.
Kennedy, yeah.
Kennedy Nicholson will pick up the foul. It's going to be her first team foul, number 5 of the first quarter for the Lady Ravens. And a quick defensive substitution coming in for Baker. We're going to see Amina.
Hadzi Bustanovic.
Going to be rolling that thing off by the end of the night.
I'm working on it. I'm still working on it. First of two is good. Baker's got a nice little crowd up tonight. It's an easy hop up here. Free throw is good for Tolson. I've got it for 5 now. Second one, not going to go. And a rebound. Pull down Twyla. Josie coming up the floor with it. Defenders all over her. And another foul. Now, here's the thing. Baker couldn't afford to foul. Look at all the players they've got and that they've been playing. While Benedictin has a lot of players on the bench, they have not played that deeply into those numbers yet. And Josie will come back to the free throw line for Benedictin. Josie. 1 second.
Yeah, Josie has 2 points. Now 3 points here in the first quarter. All of those have come here at the free throw line, and all of them within the last 30 seconds.
1 more. Josie knocks it down. She's hit 4 in a row. And that is going to be the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor where you're starting the second where we began the first. After 1, Benedictin 13, Baker 13.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Nolan Jim here in Atchison, Kansas. College basketball this evening on Key Radio. We've had some basketball. We've had some football. Now we're going to shift gears fully to the hardwood. Looking forward to watching that Benedictine football team coming into the gym tonight. They're going to be here this evening. You're going to hear the Raven Pep Band in the background. Kind of a festive atmosphere for this first home conference game for Benedictine, their first conference game last Saturday up at Mount Mercy. Lady Ravens coming up just short in that one.
Yeah, so the Lady Ravens lost in that ball game by 6. And you look at the 4 losses for the Lady Ravens this season. They lost to Stevens in game 1 by 13. They lost to Sterling, who's a really good ball club, by 4. Went to Morningside, lost to a good team by 17. And lost to Mount Mercy by 6. But their 2 wins this season, I'm telling you, when they win well. 89 points in the first win, plus 40 in their second win of the season. So
Benedictine will have the ball to begin the second quarter. We're back underway. 13-13. Lady Ravens and Baker pass into the middle of J.J., who will turn, shoot, it's off the mark, and we will have a foul on the floor. And it's going to be... Is that on Twyla, or is it the other 21? Which way is it going to go? It's going to be on Macy Frost.
It's going to be on Baker's Macy Frost. It'll be her first foul of the ballgame.
Tell you what, you know, Benedictine, they've had great luck against this Baker team. They've won the last 4 in a row. Here's a shot from underneath that won't go in for BC, and we're about to get down Wildcats. Swept the regular season against Baker last year. Here's a running shot from the left side. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Josie. Weiser bringing it up the court. Benedictine with numbers. Long pass over to the left side. Nicholson will take it. Bounce it off in the middle. And now it's going to be loose. It's on the floor. Ravens scrum for it. And jump ball. Possession. Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the half. Benedictine won by 16 at home and by 4 in Baldwin City last year. And BC's won 8 of the last 10 against the Lady Wildcats.
Remember when this used to be, like, a great series? Like,
yeah.
These two teams really were... The winner of this would end up winning the conference.
I remember Final Four National Tournament basketball between these two teams.
I try to forget that one.
Yeah, I can't. Here's a 3 from the left side. Air ball. Offensive rebound. Followed up and put home. knocking it down. It's going to be Emma Cunningham.
And Emma Cunningham, a junior forward at 6 foot out of Andover High School.
Well,
Andover knows how to play some athletics.
They do that. And we're a minute into the second quarter. Baker back in front, 15-13. We get another whistle.
We're going to get another foul underneath the bucket, and this one going to go against number 21, Macy Frost. She'll pick up back-to-back fouls. And for Baker, it'll be two so far here in the first, 67 seconds.
And BC will come into their baseline. They'll refresh the shot clock to 20. And the lob is going to go to the free throw line. Twyla will back in, change direction. Can't get a shot away and traveled with it. She was trying to go right, and that was well defended. They obviously knew what to expect from her. Defended her to the right. She ran into a defender. Tried to go back to the left, and in the process travels with the ball. Back up with it. Here come the Lady Wildcats. 8:40 to go. Feet over to the left side. Here's the three. Launched it. Haybeck can't get it to go. Rebounding goes Josie Benedictine. Ben, three on one. Josie, coast to coast, misses the shot, draws the foul, coming to the line.
Lady Ravens are going to come to the free throw line, and today they are 4 of 9 from the free throw line in the first half. Josie Weiser, though, 4 of 5, and she'll come back to the free throw line. All of her points in the first quarter came here at the line.
Second foul of the game by Ainsley Tolson, and that'll be now team foul 3 for Baker in the second quarter, as Weiser has hit now 5 in a row at the free throw line. Has Benedictine back to within one. 15-14 Baker at 8.5 to go. First half. Second free throw. Ties the game. Benedictine on the court with Nicholson. Well, let me just wait. We're going to change that.
Yeah, Riley Wade's going to come in. She's going to be out there with Twyla Carrasquillo, Jennifer Jacobs. You're going to have Aaliyah Kramer and Kennedy Nicholson with Josie Weiser. So that's your five.
There you go. Here comes Baker. They'll dump it over to the right side. Little head fake down to the baseline. Not going to shake Jacobs. She stays in defensively. The kick pass over deep into the corner. Back into the block. Into the lane. Hook shot. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Emma Cunningham is playing really well. What have we got her now? Half a dozen points so far in the ball game. And Cunningham brings some of that size. One of the 6 foot players for Baker and gives them a 2 point lead. 17-15. Wildcats. 8 minutes to go. In the half, a three for Josie. Puts Benedictine in front.
Josie with her first field goal of the ball game. She has 9 points here in the first half.
Baker brings it up the floor. Long outlet pass to Tolson. She's got on the right side, looked into the middle. Lady Raven basketball on KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison.
We got that last one whenever we can work it.
Oh, it's in. Okay. Out between the circles with the ball. It's going to be Barrett. Dumps it over to the right side. Haybeck will look into the middle and finds no room there. Comes back out on top to Van Wilden. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. Kennedy Nicholson. It's a jailbreak layup for two. We're taking a timeout for you, Joseph. Lady Ravens with a lead at 7:20 to go in the half. Benedictine 20, Baker 17.
Neil Weiland back with you for a final time at Jock's Niche in Atchison. Time for our drawing. Our 5 finalists for the Candy Cane Cash. Who do we got, Josh?
We got Bonnie Pike, Courtney Kraft, Sheila Antis, Randy Kane, and Michelle Fitzpatrick.
Okay, all those 5, they go into the grand prize drawing for Candy Cane Cash, $500 cash, just in time for Christmas. We got a couple of more sign-up locations coming up very soon in Care Country. Listen to the morning show tomorrow for details on all of that. I want to thank Josh and his team here at Jock's Niche for being such great hosts for Candy Cane Cash and our first stop for the big giveaway.
Timeout. We welcome you back here. Atchison, Kansas Women's College Basketball. The guys game coming up after this. An anticipated 7:30 tip-off. 20-17 BC in front as we're just a little over 7 minutes to play in the first half. Here's a drive. Beautiful move and an easy left-handed layup for Sophia Barnett. And for Sophia Barrett, it will be her first points of the second half for 4 points here this evening. 20-19, the Raven lead cut to 1. And now we've got a whistle and a foul.
Now we're going to get a charge against Aaliyah Kramer. So for Kramer, it's going to be her first foul of the ball game and team foul number 1 of the second quarter.
Out on the court for Benedictine right now, Kennedy Nicholson, Aaliyah Kramer, Josie Weiser, Twyla Quirisquillo, and Jennifer Jacobs. And down court with the ball is Baker. They work it to the top, pull out the screen, find to the left side, it's going to be Berry. She'll look in the middle, find no room there, comes back out on top. Cunningham swings it over to the right side. Into the game for the first time today is that Haley Numerick is in. Numerick, we'll talk about her in a minute, for the shot clock to three, shot clock to two, a runner's off the glass, no good, rebound Benedictine. Twyla coming up with a basketball. Haley Numerick is a 5'4 freshman out of Overland Park, went to Blue Valley Southwest High School. Ravens will feed in the middle, and as it gets into Jacob, she's bear hugged, and Brooke Habeck will pick up the foul. Now, Chris, here's for Benedictine. If they warm up from the free throw line, as they've kind of been doing now, if they start warming up from the free throw line, they can make some hay because there's a lot of fouls by Baker already. BC's going to get a lot of second quarter free throws here.
Yeah, and the big thing is for Lady Ravens, you're going to have to hit those, right? You left 5 points on the board in the first quarter.
That was team foul four, so BC's got to be shooting free throws for the rest of the half. And Lady Ravens making multiple substitutions. We'll pick up the five on the court here in just a second as it comes out on top. Twyla, her bounce in the middle is just way too much danger. It is stolen, driven down, easy layup scored. So Twyla with a bad decision, and the Ravens turn it over and give up an easy two. Back in front goes Baker, 21-20. We've seen a lot of lead changes so far tonight. Little hook pass left side. Quirisquillo shoots, rims it out. No good. And kind of clanking around in there a little bit. Miss Iraka, foul number two.
These officials are calling this a little close early, right?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're calling it closer maybe than they were right out of the gate, I think. But
again, you know how much I love an officiating crew that lets them play, then tries to reel it in a little later. And
not good. That's the wrong direction.
Need a little consistency.
5.5 to go in the half. 21-20 Baker. Wildcats have the lead in the basketball. Over to the right side where there's going to be Enzi Tolson. Beats it on top. Three. Perfect. Knock it down the three. Amina. Her first point of the game. 24-20. Baylor by four. And now a big collision.
As Kramer goes coast to coast, she gets thrown to the floor, hits the shot, and comes to the line. Looking to cap off that conventional three-point play.
The foul is going to be on Chastity Weathers. Weathers, a 5'6 senior from Arkansas City. And coming to the line for Benedictine, Allie Kramer. She looks it over. Yes. 24-23. Benedictine trailing by one, and now the Lady Ravens going with the full court pressure. Let's see how Baker handles it. They outlet into the forecourt. The drive to the right. Ravens surround the basketball, and they'll bring it out on top. It's going to be knocked away by Kramer and rescued just before backcourt. The feed to the right. The long three. Drained. Chastity Weathers comes into the game and hits a big three.
So the Lady Ravens went to a little full-court pressure right there, but the problem was as they got back into the forecourt, they never really got the defense set up and positioned around to where they needed to be, giving up a wide-open three-point shot.
Benedictine trails by four for the third time, and now driving in Kennedy Nicholson as her shot rejected out of bounds by Cunningham. It'll come back into Benedictine down to the baseline. We're at 4.5 to go with the opening half. Lady Ravens credit by 4, 27-23. And Benedictine is going to bring out Kramer and also going to bring out Wade. Jacobs is going to come back in. Weiser's back in. Reigns is back in with Quirisquillo and Nicholson. BC with 13. Now 12 on the shot clock. Skip pass into the middle. Jacobs back out on top. It'll come to Reigns. 6 on the shot clock. Out on top, Kennedy. Cuts to the right side with three. Somebody's got to shoot. She'll put up a desperation three. It hits it at the buzzer. What a shot, Kennedy Nicholson.
Kennedy Nicholson. It's a three, and the official over here stopped playing. I'm not sure what his issue is.
He's got a problem. We're taking a timeout, Joseph, while they sort it out. We'll take a break with 4:10 to go in the opening half. Baker 27, Benedictine 26.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan. If this is a chicken to make sure Kennedy's shot was, in fact, on the way as the shot clock expired, review says yes. Sometimes there's too much technology, too, you think?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
4:10 to go in the half. Benedictine out, trailing by one at 27-26. Nicholson, Weiser, Jacobs, Reigns, and Herrera.
I don't think Cora even needed a replay on that one.
She knew what's going on. She's paying attention. I'm looking at her down here. Nice drive into the middle, a little travel, and the shot goes up and in. It's good for Tuber Van Wielden, and she's got four. 29-26, Baker, 3:50 to go in the first. Nicholson, look away pass, right side, Reigns. Now at the free throw line, the lob to the left side, and Jacobs throws it away. Way too tall, way too long. No chance for Nicholson to catch that. Jacobs runs over and issues an apology to Kennedy, but Benedictine's going to be back on his defense. 29-26, Baker. Lady Wildcats have Weathers and Tolson out there. They've got Hedzahus, Janovic, Joseph, and Barrett. The feed in the middle is going to be tapped away by Jonesy, stolen away by Jacobs. Ravens up the floor. Nicholson swings it down the left side. The feed on the give and go in the middle. The shot, beautiful by Jacobs. That was a great play down the court for the Lady Ravens.
Jennifer Jacobs with her first bucket of the ball game, and the Lady Ravens now trail only by one at 29-28.
We're down to 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Baker back up the floor. BC stays in its player D. The driver out of the right side. The shot won't go in, and that foul is going to be on Nicholson. Kennedy Nicholson trying to keep up with Baker. Sophia Barrett commits the foul, her second of the game. Sophia Barrett will come to the free throw line. Tell you what, guys, for Benedictine, see that bench? See how many players coaches brought in? A lot, right? The free throw's up and good for Barrett. But it's the starters who have been doing the scoring for this team. Is they're scoring over 54 points a game, the starters, which is like 71% of the team total scoring. Second shot is up. It's no good. Ravens coming up with a rebound. 30-28. Over to the right side. Josie shot blocked out of bounds.
So you talk about the high percentage of your scoring that are coming from your starters. That means you're not getting as much from your bench. Is that the problem right now with this team is trying to find that balance to where you're getting just a little more from your bench?
I think that's exactly it. You're trying to find the person on the bench who's going to bring that for you. Because some players, we talk about all the time. Now here's an inbound and absolutely snoozing out of the floor is Herrera. The pass to her goes right over her head. She didn't even know it was coming, wasn't watching. You got to figure out who plays better off the bench, who plays better in a starting role, and all of those things take some development. However, we're in game seven now. This season is a quarter of the way over.
Quarter of the way over, right. And these are the games that count, right? We always talk about building your arsenal up to 20. Now, just kind of a wild foul for the Lady Ravens. So, yeah, trying to build your way to 20. Six games in, you'd rather be 4-2, easier said than done. But, again, now you've got that uphill battle. You've got to win 18 games in this conference to get to 20 games.
Yeah. Josie with a personal foul, a little incidental contact there. It'll be her first, team foul four. So both teams are going to be shooting for the rest of the half. Barrett is going to come into the game. So they're putting in a six-foot player, Gus, and taking out one at 5'9". It's a very distinct improvement in height for Baker. Wildcats with it, leading it by a pair. Nice move put on, and the shot at the baseline is going to be rejected out of bounds by Jennifer Jacobs. Nicely done. 20 on the shot clock as Baker comes in at the baseline. 2:38 to go in the half. These teams are slowing down. The officials are not keeping them up, not keeping them hustled up, moving. The teams are kind of dictating the tempo. Now, here's the three is, for some reason, Reigns falls to the ground, and an uncontested three by Van Wielden gives her seven. 33-28, first time this evening. Baker leads by five, and here's Josie at the baseline for a pair. 33-30. So Benedictine has trailed by four, three different times. Now, a moment ago, down by five. Cut it back to three. 2 minutes to go in the half. Up top side with it. The drive left. The shot. Nope. Rebound. Pulled down by Jacobson. She gets tied up. Gushed by 5'9" senior Leah Van Wielden. Possession will go to Benedictine. Again, if you were just to pick out one thing about Baker that is different this year under the new head coach, I think it's just their intensity, how hard they're playing. They're very aggressive. And they're getting with it. Here's a dangerous pass that's going to be thrown away. Jacobs had no reason to throw that into the middle to a small player. The Ravens turn it over. A minute and a half to go, first half.
You know, we talk about how teams will take on the identity of their coach.
Oh, yeah. That's what's happened here.
And we got to see 4 years of Tori at Avila. Like, this is how she played, right? Like, just full go all after you, and I think that's what her team is doing.
Josie Weiser with the steal, takes it to the other end of the court, goes up for the layup, and is thrown to the floor. She's fouled, gets up and is okay. That is going to be a foul on Sophia Barrett. I've got her for two.
And Josie Weiser has had a really nice night so far. Not just scoring, she's got 11 points, but at the free throw line, she's knocked in her last six attempts.
Yeah, she's got most of her points at the free throw line. She did a two, she did a three, and six free throws, and a chance for a couple of more here. Maybe they're going to get Herrera out of the game. Eyeing up the first of a couple of free throws, Josie drains it. With the Lady Ravens playing, Jacobs, Karis Quillo, Kramer, Nicholson, and Josie Weiser at the free throw line. One more shot to get her team back to within a point. And there it is. So it's 33-32 with a minute 17 to go.
Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the inbound pass as Aaliyah Kramer reaches in. She'll pick up her second.
Lots of fouls.
Allie Kramer. I struggle with Allie Kramer and Aaliyah Rains, even though Allie spells it.
You know, if you throw it, if you glance down to the paper, they look a lot alike the way they spell the names out.
Yeah.
Here's your free throw, and it's up and in. Ainsley Tolson. Already, guys, in double-figure scoring, I have her for 10 now. Tolson's 10th point, and that is number 11. 35-32. And for Baker, it's pretty much been a matter of keeping Benedictine behind. Never getting a big lead, never getting anything substantial, but it's just staying out in front. Ravens into the forecourt. Kramer will take it down the left side, keep the dribble alive, back and in, no room, comes back up on top, directs little traffic to the shot clock at 18. Here's Weiser into the lane, goes in, backhanded layup is good, Josie for two. Yeah, I guess that was a big time shot.
Yeah, it was a great drive and a great finish right there for Josie Weiser. She turned her back to the defender, kind of kicked it up off the glass and in. Josie having a big second quarter.
45 seconds to go in the half with the one-point game. Baker back up the floor with it. It's going to be Numerick. Dumps it off on top. The three, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens break it up court. It's a two-on-one. Driving down, Kramer. Give it to her, Ravens and front. 36-35. Shot clock is off. We're bearing down on halftime as Numerick comes into the forecourt. Kennedy's got her. The dish over into the right corner. Ravens have shifted to his zone. Here's a shot off the block. No good. Ravens going to rebound it down. Twyla clears down to basketball. And here comes Nicholson. 5 seconds, four. Nicholson with three. Nicholson, that's beyond NBA. Hits it! What a shot at the buzzer! And we're going to the locker room.
will return to summarize the opening half. Benedictine 39, Baker 35.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and disc pumps. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Back with you here in the Nola Gymnasium. It is halftime. Benedictine has taken a lead in the late moments of the half, going to the locker room in front 39-35.
Tanner Zimmerman out here, right? Your tight end?
Yeah.
It looks like he could play for Ryan.
Look at him.
I mean, like, he's just, that's an athlete. He's just as big as Isaac.
89, is that right?
89 or 85, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Welcome back here to the Nolan. Wren, Cora, Cohen, and Sweet Romy up here with Gus and me and Izzy. We got the gang. We got it going on. Lady Ravens, Gus, kind of have it going on as they've been trailing, and with a flurry late, take a lead in at halftime.
Yeah, the Lady Ravens were able to fight back late and get a couple buckets. And how big was that Kennedy Nicholson three-pointer at the buzzer? Because, again, that pushes it from a one-point game to where you seesaw back and forth to all of a sudden making it a, you know, full four-point lead right now for the Lady Ravens here at intermission.
Want to recap that half of scoring, or you got that? Oh,
yeah.
You got that?
Yeah. She needs that.
No, here. I got it.
Oops. Take a look at the scoring for both of these teams. For Baker, they put half a dozen players in the scoring column, one of those in double figures. That was Ansley Tolson with 11 points. It was 7 for Leah Van Welden, 6 for Emma Cunningham. It was a 5-point first half for Sophia Barrett. It was 3 apiece, thank you, for Chastity Weathers and Emma. And then, that rounds out the scoring there for Baker in the first half with 35 points.
Hey, the guys are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we got them.
For the Lady Ravens, their scoring was Josie Weiser. 15 points in the first half. 8 of those coming from the free throw line. 8 points for Kennedy Nicholson, including that very long three-pointer at the buzzer. It was a 4-point first half for Allie Kramer. 2 for Twyla. 2 for Jennifer Jacobs. 2 for Aaliyah Raines, 2 for Kiana Herrera, and 2 for Kyra Mizoraka.
Tell you what, the shooting in this game started off slow, kind of got better, but I think what really amuses me and amazes me is how evenly these teams have played, and the difference is at the free throw line, man.
You talk about these two teams, what, both 13 of 28 from the floor, Lady Ravens 3 of 6 from behind the arc. Baker, 3 of 8 from behind the arc. But the Lady Ravens shooting 14 free throws in the first half, hitting 10 of those. Baker, 6 of 9. Turnovers, double-digit turnovers in the first half of the Lady Ravens at 10. 7 for Baker in the first half. Lady Ravens with a sizable advantage on the boards, 23 to 11. Okay, let's jump into something. Where? You in a hurry?
No, I got all night.
So,
it'll take a second. It's not fast, but it'll work.
Okay, here we go. Oh, and I guess I had him in front of me. I could have told you. This Lady Ravens team right now is paced by Josie Weiser. 16 minutes, 15 points, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, 3 of 5 from the floor. Okay?
Yeah.
For this Lady Ravens team, they've got Josie Weiser, and that's about it when it comes to scoring, right? Like, you can say Kennedy Nicholson hit the two big threes, she has 8 points. But if I'm every team in this conference, Josie Weiser has seen this a lot, box and one. I'm telling you, if you can stop Josie Weiser and force everybody else to score, I feel like that's where teams are going to go to against this Lady Ravens team. Right?
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, Benedictine looking to find an identity, and I think they found it. The identity is going to be Josie Weiser is going to go out and get 20 points a game, and then we're going to kind of fill in around that. And it's going to be a handful of other players scoring. Some nights it's going to be Mizoraka. Some nights, like tonight, it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson or Jennifer Jacob. But, again, the Lady Ravens have to have that scoring, it feels like, right now for Josie.
We are going to see how the second half shakes out. Guys, teams out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got men's college basketball coming up after this one. An anticipated 7:30 tip-off for that, so don't go away. Halftime score here in the Nolan. Women's college basketball, Benedictine 39, Baker 35. We'll be back, but right now we're kicking it to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio because, oh yeah, it is a famous Joseph halftime.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine women's basketball as they play host to Baker. We'll be joining the men's game in just a little while. Coming up right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow evening. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 on Thursday nights. This Friday night, we've got high school basketball action for you as we've got Marhill Mount Academy versus ACCHS. The girls game has got a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. The boys should tip sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as they play host, or as they are on the road at William Penn. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Conference, we've come to halftime where Evangel leads Park 33-28 in the women's game. Mount Mercy is trailing Missouri Valley by 1 point. It's Missouri Valley 41, Mount Mercy 40. William Penn is at halftime as well. Grandview is leading William Penn with a score of Grandview 32, William Penn 26. At the start of the third, it is Culver-Stockton trailing Peru State, with Peru State on top at 53 points to Culver-Stockton's 45. And in the Mid-America Central Methodist game, Central Methodist is trailing Mid-America by 3 points. It's Mid-America 40, Central Methodist 37. And in the game that you're listening to right here, it's Baker 35 with the Lady Ravens at 39. We'll be back with the Weather Eye forecast in just a moment.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 21. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 50 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows around 39. Mid-60s Friday, turning much cooler on Saturday with highs in the upper 30s. To recap, lows level off around 21 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 25 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 25 out there with the wind negligible out of the south at 1 mile per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 49%. The dew point is 9 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.43 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz in just a moment.
Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Nolan, good to have you along with us here on Care Radio as the ladies' game gets set to go to the second half with Benedictine in front, 39-35. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Great halftime, Joseph. Love it. Gus Kautz to my left, Tom Kautz, and not the only game going on around the conference today. It's pretty full slate. Park is down at Evangel. Mount Mercy went to Valley tonight. You got Penn at Grandview, Culver at Peru, and Central Methodist at Mid-America. By the way, there was a game last night, Clark and Graceland. Ladies game, Clark with a big 91-49 win. Clark's women's team, Gus, is really good. They're now 2-0 in the conference and on top. Or they're either 2-1 in the conference. Central Methodist 2-0. There's some really, really, really good teams.
Yeah, and Clark, what, number 5 in the country?
Yeah.
Central Methodist starts the season number 6 in the country. So, yeah, you're talking about some good teams, and that's why we talk about for the Lady Ravens, 4 losses overall doesn't really matter. But you got to win tonight because you don't want to fall 2 games back, 2 games in, right?
Yeah, no, the math there is not really what you want. I mean, it's a long schedule, a long year, but
nobody,
you don't want to start off, you know, behind the eight ball like that.
Nobody will go undefeated in this conference, okay? Just doesn't happen anymore. But I'm going to tell you, the champion of this conference will only have 3 losses.
Okay, does that apply to the guys, too?
No, that's a
okay.
little different.
Okay, that's another animal. Second half underway. Alternate position will award the basketball to Baker, and we're underway. 39-35, Lady Ravens in front. Benedictine back on defense to begin this. Here's a drive to the baseline. Spinning. The shot from in the lane is going to be up and good. And a quick bucket to begin the second half belongs to Ainsley Tolson because she continues to lead her team in scoring. She's now up at 13 points. It is 39-37, Benedictine. Lady Ravens with the ball out on top. Looking in the middle of his range, dumps it over to the right side. Jacobs, Jennifer goes all the way across, dumps it on the edge. Cutting into the lane. Beautiful spinning shot. It's up and good. Good luck for Allie Kramer.
So for Allie Kramer, that's her 6th point of the ball game.
We're a minute in to the third quarter. Backing in on the other end. The shot is up and good. Cunningham has 8, and it's 41-39. Baker team coming right back and answering that Benedictine score. Lady Ravens bringing it down. Baker in a little player defense. They've switched defenses up several times in this game. Out on top, Josie. The defender falls to the ground, and they're going to call a trip on Twyla. Yeah. So Twyla Carrasquillo will pick up the personal foul. Only her first. And for Twyla, that's pretty good. Get to the second half before you get your first foul. Team fouls, that's the first for Benedictine. Baker is yet to commit a third quarter foul. Lady Wildcats trying to go by a pair, walking it up the court. Because you don't usually see the 6-foot guard. But that's what they have here for Baker and Sophia Barrett. They work the perimeter. Staying outside. Now little hook pass underneath, stepping inside the defender, and the ball is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. 4 on the shot clock. Is that like a gratuity?
Yeah.
Baker's going to be putting it into their baseline, coming in with 4. It's batted around, knocked away out of bounds, and still 4 on the shot clock. I figured it's going to be 2 or 3 when I looked
at it. At least 3, right?
Yeah. Now, it'll be put in play from the end of the match. Now, the official's going to say, you know what, that probably needed to move a little bit because it wasn't 4. He'll take 1 off, right? It was tapped and then tapped a second time and then lost out of bounds. Could it even be 2 go off?
Yeah, he went 1 on the game clock and should go 1 on the shot clock.
There you go.
8:08:30.
It'll be put in play for Baker by Leah Van Wielden. Down to the end of the Baker bench, skips it out on top. Square it up. Here's a 3. Wide to the right. Rebounding it down is going to be Twyla, and they're going to call a jump ball. Twyla actually, in a surprise to me, had Ainsley Tolson just yanked the ball away from her. Tolson, much smaller, not as strong at 5'9 senior, but Tolson coming to Baker from Avila. Imagine that. 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine to the left side. Looking. There was a travel. There you go. skipping those feet like that, you just can't do it. I thought the official for a moment was going to kind of turn a blind eye to it. Then he said, I can't let that go. 7:47 to go in the third quarter. Ravens leading at 41-39 in this girls' game. And again, Ainsley Tolson comes up court with it. All the way down to the right side, reaching in. Twyla nearly steals it away. Comes back over to the right to Emma Cunningham. Back off top side. Baker's really gotten more patient, it seems like. Way back off on top. Shot clock to 7. Here's the 3. Looks good, but a little bit wide to the right. But the follow is up and in. And Ainsley Tolson, guys, is just eating Benedictine up. Well, the Avila senior.
And that time, nobody boxed her out, and she was able to get a clean release to the bucket, got an easy rebound, and kicked it right back off the glass.
7 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 41. Feeds underneath. Oh, J.J. lays it up and in. The assist to Aaliyah Rain.
Jennifer Jacobs with her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, and Lady Ravens push back to a two-point lead at 43-41 with 6:47 left here in the third quarter.
Ravens will stay with that little player defense. They'll skip it off on top, getting it there to Cunningham. She's covered by Jacobs. Back over to the left side, but a 3 is launched and short. Rebounding it down. Twyla Benedictine up the floor. Kramer coming on the right side, takes it into the forecourt, right side of the logo, goes all the way now to the baseline, accelerates, goes across, tries to feed in the middle of the lane, looking for Jacobs, who, again, did not see that pass coming in. Gus, if you're out there with some of these Benedictine players, you better be wide awake and looking for the ball at all times. Knocked away by Josie, and they're going to call her for a foul.
That time, Josie did a nice job of reaching in, tapping the ball away, but then when she went for the steal, made a little contact, it'll be her second foul. For the Lady Ravens, that'll be team foul number 2 here of the second or the third quarter. Checking out is going to be Aaliyah Kramer, and back in will be Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson will assume the point.
Barrett will put the ball in play, and back around to the left side, Baker with the basketball. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens by a pair. They kind of widen out the floor. Only one player for Baker. Not outside the three-point circle, and as they pass it to her, at Emma Cunningham, she loses the handle, tries to rescue it, and it goes out of bounds down to the baseline. Benedictine will have it back in. Baker defending this about three-quarter court. A little light pressure until it gets it across the timeline. Right side is going to be Reigns with the basketball. Aaliyah Reigns, Gus, so far, is not getting a lot of points at work. Now we're going to have a whistle.
And get a foul on Jennifer.
Yep.
Jennifer Jacobs, it'll be her first.
Looking at Aaliyah Range, she's only got 3 points and has not taken a lot of shots. 1 of 2 shooting the ball. 5:40 to go.
Have we been doing quarters for what? Like probably 10 years now, 8 or 10.
Is it really?
I figured it's
like 4 or 5. I don't know.
And I'm still not used to them.
You and me both. Here's a little spinning shot. Blocked out of bounds by Reigns.
Tori Marillo is just
spinning, man. 5:25 to go in the third. It'll come back in down to the baseline for Baker with 12 on the shot clock.
She does a pretty good job of working the official.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looking to bring it in. Looking at the ball. It's going to be kicked by Reigns. And goes out of bounds, it'll come back in again.
And that's going to give Baker another 8 seconds on the shot clock. Can I tell you I keep wanting to say Avila?
Oh, no. I started the game by saying I will probably say Avila 8 to 12 times in this game. Here's a 3 baseline up and good. And Ainsley Tolson, how about this? She had 11 at halftime. She's got 7 already in the second half. Only 2 players have scored so far in the second half for Baker, and the Wildcats have taken the lead at 44-43. We are midpoint of the third. Here's a 3. Kennedy, no. And a rebound down underneath. That's Brooke Habeck who's come in. Quickly down the floor. Thinking about another 3, but Tolson will pull it down. Feeds to the left side. No defender in front of her, and an easy spinning shot. Cunningham and the Ravens probably going to want to talk about this, you'd think.
Coach Folsom hasn't utilized many timeouts today, right? still got five in his pocket.
46-43. Baker with three. 4:30 to go. Here's a three. No for Herrera. Rebound. And a foul on the floor. It's going to be against Baker.
Hey, I will give him credit. This is much nicer.
Is it? Oh, yeah. It is. It's an improvement.
So
the
I
foul is going to be on Cunningham.
Probably would have done something here, though.
Maybe.
Shot of black paint, you know?
I would say more like a rubber cap.
That works, too. So, Lady Ravens with the ball trailing by three. We're going to get another foul away from the basketball. I assume this is going to be on Brooke Habeck.
Yep.
And so for Brooke, it's going to be, got that for two. Team foul number two of the second quarter. Or third quarter, excuse me.
Ravens are going to bring it in. It'll go to Rain. She'll go to the baseline, draw double defenders, and put a shot up that misses, but it's going to be rebounded and followed up and in. Kyra Misiraka.
Kyra's one of the players you like to watch around the bucket. That time she did a great job of getting the backside board, peeling out and knocking the shot in.
4 minutes to go in the third. Here's a shot on the other end. Misiraka makes her change it. It won't go in, and now on the floor, we're going to have a foul on the floor. It's going to be Kyra. Yeah. So Misiraka will pick up the personal foul. I've got it for three.
Yeah. One in the first quarter, one in the second, one in the third. So
Josie's going to come out of the game for Riley Wade. But Kyra's staying out? Yeah. With those three fouls, I thought maybe she would step out for a minute, but not yet.
But I think the problem is right now you need that size of Misiraka out there.
46-45, Baker in front. Now the shot underneath. Ooh. And, well, that's a tough call. It's on Herrera.
The Lady Ravens, they're lucky that that's against Herrera. It's only her second foul. As Herrera came from the side, Misiraka from the front. That could have been a real bad break for the Lady Ravens.
You know, you got coming to the line here is Cunningham, and Baker coming into the game tonight has three players that scored double figures every game. Emma Cunningham has started once, coming off the bench most of the time, averaging over 10. Also, you've got the bench combining for only 14 points a game. First free throw will not go in. One more shot coming up here. Toward the band. It is also no good. Rebound. Kiana Herrera. BC up the floor, down one. Quickly into the floor court. Lady Ravens comes out on top. Here's Rain. Dumps it over to the right side. Misiraka gets held up and, or no. It's going to be Herrera gets held up and fouled.
This foul is going to be whistled against Chastity Weathers. But that is her third foul on the ball game now for Weathers.
Back in is going to come. Back in is going to come Ainsley Tolson. Here's a shot for BC. It won't go in, and a Baker rebound. We're well behind on a few things here, not working too well right now. Down court, batted away, picked back up by Baker. They're going to save it out on top. We're going over to the right side. It's going to be Tolson. Tolson looking in. Defended hard here by Reigns, and her driving layup will miss. Herrera had the rebound. Reigns goes in to recover the rebound, and now we're going to get a jump ball. Players on the floor. Nobody down there to mop up the hardwood.
The ball is going to stay at this end with Baker. So, possession error to Baker. Kiana Herrera will check in, giving Misiraka a break.
3 minutes left. The ball knocked away. It's going to be stolen by Kennedy. Nicholson coming up the floor. She gets pushed, she gets shoved, and she gets fouled by Sophia Barrett. Now for Barrett, it's going to be number three. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Both teams will be shooting for the rest of the quarter. Benedictine already has gotten to the five foul limit. Nicholson looking over at Coach Folston. Gets the call. Now loses the ball for a minute. Able to pick it back up. Jennifer Jacobs over to the left side. Herrera offensive. And that time it was just smart defense in the middle. It goes by Ainsley Tolson. She is the conference newcomer of the year. I've already deemed her that. Oh, I see it. I don't think so. I've seen one. Yeah, I know there's a Central Methodist player in the wings from Georgia Tech.
I'm thinking that we've got her in the gym.
Oh, yeah, you got that, too. You got Josie. I'm thinking present company excluded, I suppose.
Okay.
2:45 to play in the third. Wildcats have the ball leading by one. Quickly back around to the right side. It's going to be Barrett. The six-foot guard kicks it out to Macy Frost. Frost goes left. Shot clock at 11. Top side of Ben Wielden. Took it down the left side of the lane. Runner up off the side of the backboard. No good. Benedict with the rebound.
The football team comes, BC. Football team's really proud of themselves because they were counting it down. They were at one. Fired that shot up. It was still probably about 4 seconds left on the shot clock.
The feed in the middle of Jacobs goes up, gets fouled, and Jennifer will come to the free throw line. Coach Osborne and family enters the gym. Because you can match him one for one with the entourage.
Yeah, and look, we're interchanged, right?
Yeah.
Three and one, inversion. 5 and 1 and 3.
2:16 to go in the third. Jennifer Jacobs at the line for Benedictine.
You know what he doesn't have? He doesn't have a Romy.
You got that right. Nope, not many people do.
So the free,
not many people are that lucky.
Jennifer Jacobs hits the free throw. She'll have one more coming away.
You got it.
They hung on the lip of the rim and finally falls back through.
And Benedictine goes back in front. 47-46. It's been that kind of a game. The largest lead for a brief moment was 5 by Baker. Raven back on defense, but back in front. They'll skip it around to the left side. Little push, little shove, and there's going to be a foul on Jacobs.
So Jacobs is going to be heard. Second foul.
Oh, the football team, it's good to hear them in here.
Yeah, they're starting to have a little fun. They're really starting to get into the game.
Benedictine, by the way, their largest lead has been 4. At the free throw line, Tolson, it's up and good. And Ainsley Tolson, Gus, she's the real deal. Simple as that.
And if you get a chance to talk to possibly Coach Folsom, but for sure Coach Moody, because I'm going to expect as the night progresses, the intensity of the crowd is just going to get better and better because it has built as the game has progressed. But this is a fun atmosphere for, you know, November 30th.
Ravens go back down by one with a minute 57 to go in the third quarter. And again, the back and forth has been incredible in this game. The exchange of the lead, no one has been able to put together much of an advantage. Here's a 3 on its way. Count it for Creamer. 50-48, Lady Ravens.
Creamer now in double figures. Number 10 with 10.
And Benedictine wasted no time with that possession. A 10-second possession. Here's a shot on the other end. It's going to be up and good. Barrett with 2 more.
That was kind of a scary fall by Barrett. She hit a wet spot on the floor and went down, and now we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the upcourt drive. We don't have a roster anymore.
And that is going to be on Chastity Weathers. I've got her for 4. She will be the first player coming in quickly out of the game to get to 4 points, or get to 4 fouls, rather. Ravens coming to the free throw line, stepping up there. Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy dribbled it down in front of her heart a couple of times, puts the shot up and in. Ravens back in front. Second free throw is good. We're doing our best to get on your nerves. How we doing? 52-50. Getting both of those free throws, Kennedy puts BC back in front by a pair. Long up court, pass to the other end. Hadza Hujnovic comes down with the ball. She'll play up now at the high post at the top of the key. They run almost a motion-like offense. Coach Murillo asked him to expand it out a little bit further away from the three-point line. It'll go to the left side where an open three is perfect. From deep to the left edge by Macy Frost. That is her first point of the game.
Macy Frost, lucky that's in the Nolan and not the pin, Jim, because that thing would have hit the Raptors with the arc on it.
And another exchange of the lead. And as the Ravens have the ball over to the edge, Nicholson gets tied up and the possession back to Benedictine. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. BC will put it in. You're going to have Josie Weiser on the floor. She'll do the inbound work. Left side, Twyla. Harris Quilla will kick it over to the right to Kramer. Shot clock at 10. Josie on top. Josie for three. Won't get it. Rebound underneath. JJ fouled. So it'll be Jennifer Jacobs coming to the line for the Lady Ravens.
That foul is going to go against Ansley Tolson. So for Tolson, that's a big foul. She now has three fouls to go along with those 20 points tonight.
Having a huge, huge game. Looking at it, the free throw, got it.
Jennifer Jacobs hits her first free throw. She has now hit three in a row. She's got one more coming her way. 7 points on the night for Jennifer.
Second free throw, it's up and good. So we'll see how this will continue to work its way out. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. 54-53, Benedictine. Baker with the ball, and the shot clock is off. The ball comes up to the center circle. Back over to the right side, it'll come. And look inside, nothing there. Brings it back off on top. This is inconsequential. I'm tired looking at that black screen. Here's a feed up to the top of the key. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a dish left. The shot blocked from behind. Battle for the rebound. Allows the clock to expire. We go to the fourth quarter. Here in Atchison, women's college basketball, Benedictine 54, Baker 53.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Tremendous crowd on hand here tonight at the NOLA Gymnasium, and happy to have you along with us here on CARE Radio as Benedictine basketball in the heart of America Athletic Conference. We go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. BC leads it by a slim 54-53 margin. Joseph at the studio, Gus and company to my immediate left. Tom Counts with you here.
For the Lady Ravens, they now have three players in double figures still. Josie Weiser, the leading scorer. She had 15 at the break, still with 15. 10 for Kennedy Nicholson, 10 for Allie Kramer, and Kramer with 5 points in that third quarter. Knocking on the door is Jennifer Jacobs, the 6-point third quarter on her way to 8 points in the ballgame. Brett Baker, it's all about Ansley Tolson. Tolson, 9 points in the third quarter to lead all scorers with her 20 points. 10 for Emma Cunningham, 7 apiece for Leah Van Welden and Sophia Barrett. So for the Lady Ravens, they're going to be out on the floor with Twyla and Josie. You're going to have Allie Kramer, Aaliyah Raines, and Jennifer Jacobs. So you do have your starting five out there for Lady Ravens.
Here we go. The pass, the inbound is stolen by Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to go up the floor with it quickly. Over to the right side, it's going to be Kramer. She'll dart into the lane with a left-hand dribble. Brings it back out of top to Twyla. Knifes in, goes up. Has it ripped out of her hands. No foul called. Guess they've gone back to the way they fished in the first quarter by letting them play a little bit more. And here comes Baker. They'll pass underneath the shot off the winner. No good! Rebound Jacobs, and here's Benedictine. BC up the floor. Head fake, Twyla for two.
Twyla with 4 points in the ballgame. She had two in the first quarter, and now getting her first bucket here of the second half.
Back up the floor with it. Baker down the right side. Lady Ravens in front by three. Over to the right side of the lane. Back it in. No space there. Kicks it out to the top. Running shot up. Nope. But we'll have a Benedictine foul.
foul going to be again. Jennifer Jacobs, be her third.
So Jacobs will have her, what, third? Is that her third, you say?
Yep. Third foul, two of them in the third quarter, one here in the fourth. This will bring Leah Van Weldon to the free throw line. Weldon with 7 points, and she's not attempted a free throw tonight.
You see what I've done here tonight? I came prepared with extra stuff.
Things and stuff.
Yeah, you got to have them.
So, for Leah Van Weldon at the free throw line, the two-handed dribble and the right-handed shot, it's up. It's perfect. Van Weldon hits her first. She's up to 8 points now, and one more free throw coming her way, looking to bring her team back to within one.
Van Weldon, she's a good one out there. 5'9" senior from Iowa, hits both free throws. It is now 56-55 at Benedictine. 56-55 at 8:40 to go. So I got enough cable to get this out in the middle where everybody can see it. Look at that. And we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break. What do you say? Joseph, we're down to 8.5 to go in this women's game. Lady Ravens, 58, Baker 55.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
I wasn't even looking at the clock. Welcome back to the Nolan. Because this game has been close throughout. Promises to be a great finish. Looking forward to seeing how this wraps up as Baker putting the ball in play. Long out left pass knocked away by Rain, stolen by Carasquillo. Here comes Benedictine. Allie Kramer bringing it up the floor for the Lady Ravens. 58-55. BC with the ball and the three-point lead. 8:15 to go. Over to the right block. Back it in. Mr. Rocker. Reverse layup. Too soft. Twyla rebounds. Head fake gets fouled. So Twyla Carasquillo will be coming to the free throw line for BC. She has not taken a free throw yet today, but at 20 minutes has just only 4 points.
So for Twyla, talk about her 4 points. This will be her first free throw attempt of the evening. It's online. It's perfect.
Twyla pushes the Lady Raven lead now to 59-55. This equals their largest advantage of the game. They led one time earlier by 4, and now they lead by 5. 60-55, their biggest advantage. Kramer Weiser, Carasquillo Reigns, and Mr. Rocca out of the court for Benedictine. Tolson Van Weldon, Frost, Habeck, Cunningham for Baker. Wildcats with the ball up top side. It's going to be Habeck. Feeds over to the right edge. Tolson. She'll go all the way to the baseline. Stop. Kicks it back behind her. Pull down Cunningham. She'll go baseline. Reverse layup is deflected. It's loose on the floor. Saved by Baker. Long cross court again to Tolson. You know she's who they want to have shooting the ball, right?
She should shoot every shot for the next 7.5 minutes, right?
Speaking of shot, shot clock at 15. And here, Tolson thought about it, didn't take it, kicks it over to Habeck. She'll spin off the window, missed it, rebound tipped out, and brains, or rather, make that Kramer, brings it down. Allie Kramer flies into the forecourt, goes long cross court, Josie had to leap to pull that thing down. 7 minutes left in the game, Benedictine with the basketball, and they're up by 5. Big possession for the Lady Ravens. Twyla has it stripped out of her hands, and the Ravens will throw it away. Back down the other way. There's a huge collision, and what a job getting down the floor. Gunson taking a little punishment by Aaliyah Raines.
Yeah, Aaliyah Raines did a great job of getting down, getting set outside with the semicircle and drawing the charge right there.
So that will be the fourth foul of the game by Ashley Tolson, the one player whom Baton cannot afford to have off the court. Tolson will check out right now with that fourth foul. And still 6:56 to play. Tremendous job by Rain. She saw what was happening. It was coming. She just got down court, planted, and was there for not just a second, but a couple of seconds. Took the charge. Josie Weiser on the right side. They really closed Josie down in the second half, haven't they?
Yeah, still looking for her first points in the second half.
Little backdoor shot is up and batted away. It's going to go out of bounds back to Benedictin. Shot clock at a dozen with 6:37 to play. It's end of the game now. Chastity Weathers for Baker.
Now, Weathers is out there, am I correct? Four fouls?
Yep, sure has. Picked her 4 foot up in the third quarter. BC with the ball out on top. Josie, 4-3, too long. And a rebound. Here comes Weathers. Chastity will bring it into the forecourt. 6.5 to go in the game. Lady Ravens with a 5-point lead. Baker, little bounce pass over to the right side in front of the Wildcat bench. Hauled in there by Macy Frost. Frost with the left hand dribble, works her way toward the top. Looks inside, said brings it over to Van Wielden on the left wing. Shot clock at 9. In the right side, leaning in. The shot is up, no good. Rebound, Benedictine, and in. Herrera just throws it away, looking for a teammate who had no idea the pass was coming. Here's a baseline shot, no good, and this time, Mr. Rocca will pull it down.
And now for the Lady Ravens, pull it down, right? Let a little time roll off this clock and walk away with the win.
Three from the top of the key, Rain, and rebound. So much for the patience, right? Here comes Baker. Torrey wants a timeout. Let's do it. We're going to take a break with Baker at 5:42 to play in the game at Benedictin 60, Lady Wildcats 55.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
Got 5 minutes and 42 seconds of playing in the ladies' game, and if that wasn't enough fun, we got a guys' game coming up as both teams are getting ready to go for the men's contest. A anticipated 7:30 tip-off. That's going to be just a little late, probably not too far off the schedule.
Yeah, Coach Moody's guys come into the ballgame at 3 and 4, while Sean Dooley has Baker off to one of the better starts they've had in a long time at 6 and 1.
Yeah, we're talking about Ashley Tolson, guys. I mean, she's third in the conference right now in scoring, averaging 18 points a game. Third in free throw percentage, hitting over 88% from the free throw line. And she played last year for Torrey at Avila, where she was an all-KCAC player. So there you go. And now on the inbound, Baker turns it over. Great defense for Benedictine.
Is that like a thing or something? No?
What's that?
The all KCAC,
I don't know. I think they could have made it up for all I know. Lady Raymond's into the forecourt with the basketball with 5.5 minutes to play. Over to the left side. Weiser, 3. Missed that one. Rebound is on the floor. Fought for. Rolling around. Is there a travel with that roll? Apparently there's not.
No, you can slide across the floor as long as you don't do a revolution with the basketball. It's not a travel.
But she rocked clear back to the shoulders and then back up.
As long as she didn't go over, she's all right.
Baker with the ball on the left side, 15 on the shot clock. Cutting into the lane, little crazy shot thrown skyward, hoping to draw a foul, and did not. And a rebound taken away from Mr. Rocca by a 5'9 player. Shot missed. Another offensive rebound. Baker continues to dominate the boards. Here's another 3. Missed again. And now the Ravens can't haul it in. And Gus, the freshman is having a hard time tonight.
Well, and we were just talking about this a moment ago for Benedictine. You start to be patient because you just want to not allow Baker to throw this many balls at the basket, because here's the deal. At some point, they're going to start going through.
Absolutely. You get 3 or 4 shots at that 3, you know one of them's going to go. Even
right.
Even you or I could get one eventually.
Right.
Here comes Baker putting it in play. Oh, the turnaround shot. No good. Rebound. Karis Quillo to Josie. Josie said, no. Give that thing to Kennedy. Nicholson coming up the floor. 4.5 to go. Down the left side with it. The kick to the left block. Back it in. Free throw line. Shot. Great! Shot it! Karis Quillo's shot was just thrown back over her head. Wow. Ravens have it. The shot clock to 10. The left side, the shot clock's at 5. Nicholson, another buzzer-beating 3. That one does not go in. Rebound followed up and no for Rain. We get a whistle.
We don't get a whistle. No. Everybody heard the buzzer go off, and so they just stopped. And now we're going to get a jump ball.
So there you have it. Jump ball with 16 on the shot clock. And Benedictine is going to race to get Allie Kramer back into the lineup.
Allie Kramer going to come in, and she's going to replace Aaliyah Rain.
4:06 to go in the game.
Baker is going to raise the player, and they're going to get Leavian Weldon back in with those 9 points. She's going to replace Amina.
Baker's got two players out there with 4 fouls each, and they've reset the shot clock to 30.
Should just be 20.
That's what I thought, but they've set it to 30. Officials requested it. Ravens are going to bring it in to Nicholson. BC needs to be patient. 4 minutes to go in the game. Over to the right side to Jacobs. Gets it back out on top. Nicholson. All the way to the center circle now. Kramer. Shot clock at 15. Kramer just dribbling it around up top side. BC doing a good job of being patient. She'll play off the screen. Spin and a beautiful move, and the layup won't go. Rebound, Josie. She'll follow it home. Josie Reiser from Kramer. 62-55.
Not the first assist she's probably had from a Kramer.
No, I'm sure that's right.
Josie Reiser, that's going to be her first point in the second half.
And a quick shot on the other end. Misses for Cunningham. And Benedictine coming out with a rebound. Sophia Barrett. Defending closely now on Kramer up the floor with 3:10 to go. Kramer puts on a move. The crowd is delighted with it. The feed underneath. JJ back over to the right side. Josie for 3. There it is! 65-55. The Ravens by 10 is where it's 3 minutes to go. Timeout. Baker. 2:56 to go in the game. Benedictine 65, Baker 55.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
What a great game we've had here for the Lady Ravens as Benedictine has come from behind and has now put together a double-digit lead, the biggest lead enjoyed by I and her team tonight. Can the football guys hit that note? That's pretty impressive. 2:56 to go in the contest, 65-55, Lady Ravens in front. Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser, Karis, Quilliman, Jacobs, the BC 5 out there. Pass comes over to the right side, looking in, long cross court, kind of a risky pass over to Cunningham. Back over to the left side, Baker's been really patient, they've got the shot clock at 8. Tolson goes right, puts it up, knocks it down for 2. That's the first point of the fourth quarter for Tolson, and she's at 22, 65-57, 2:20 left. Wildcats trying to pressure the basketball. Kramer has it on top, little behind-the-back dribble, changes direction, steps it over to Jacobs. Now between the circles, Karis Quillo back underneath again. Jacobs shot blocked. Ball knocked away, and Karis Quillicum gets the foul. We're going to the free throw line. No. That is on a team foul, too.
So the second on Karis Quillo is she has one, and Jennifer Jacobs has one. Those are the only two fouls in the fourth quarter for the Lady Ravens.
Weathers, Tolson, Van Wielden, Frost, and Cunningham are the five out there for Baker right now. And as I say that, Van Wielden will come out. We'll pick, and there's the outlet pass to the other end, and it's into the band. Ravens are going to get it back. That was the full length of the court, kind of a toss. It was just a little bit too long. Looked like Russell Wilson trying to hit somebody downfield. It was just not very close. 2:02 to go. Here's BC coming up with it. Brain to Kennedy. Baseline right. Can't believe they took that quick jumper and it misses by Jacobs. 1:50 to go. Back down the right side is going to be Tolson. Baker back on offense. Trailing by 8. The pass over to the right side, nearly getting away, but saved nicely by Van Wielden. Her bounce inside the right lane. Up, nope. Rebound is off the floor. Knocked away by Jacobs and picked up by Twyla. Twyla double teamed to the backcourt. Gets it across. Josie. She'll drive. Josie wants another 3. Give it to her. Josie Weiser. Timeout. No.
Chad called the timeout before Josie could get the shot off.
So you don't get the bucket?
No, because he stopped the play. That's why she side-eyed him after.
So we're going to take that break. 6 that score. We're at 1:30 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 65, Baker 57.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
From the Ralph Miller Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball this evening on K-Radio with the guys' game coming up. Oh, I don't know. They said 7:30, but it'll be a couple of minutes late, but not too far. So don't go away. Our second game is not far away. But right now, going to have an exciting finish to this one. 1.5 minutes to go. Baker with Weathers, Tolson, Van Wielden, Frost, and Cunningham. Benedictine. We'll warm that back up. Reigns, Jacobs, Paris Quillo, Weiser, Nicholson. And here comes Kennedy. She'll bring it up. Give it over to Josie. Gets double teamed, knocked to the floor. And against whom will a foul be called? Is it going to be on Tolson? No. They're going to call it on Van Wielden.
And for Van Wielden, that's going to be your second. So Van Wielden with 2 fouls. 9 points tonight.
One in the first quarter, and this one here in the fourth. Ravens will bring it in. Little give and go. Knocked away. It's on the floor, and Baker coming up with it. 1:10 to play. Baker quickly back down. Little head fake by Frost. Doesn't get the shot away. Now the pass toward the baseline. Slapped away by Josie. Going to go out of bounds. 1:06 left in the game. Baker putting it in play in front of the Benedictine pep band. Here's Tolson. She goes in. How many steps do you get as the layup is on the side and good? The bucket good by Tolson. She's now at 24 points in. What do we got now?
The one official wants to review the time. The other official says, I got it and it's good. He said, no, let's look. So the tall official wants to look at the clock. The small one with the ball here, the time's good. So
I would tell you that if you talk to both coaching staffs, this is not their favorite crew here tonight.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? And I'm not sure that this is how this goes, but if there's a hierarchy of games in the conference, right, this ain't going to rank up as the primetime game.
This is the same crew we had at Baker last year.
See.
1 minute precisely to go in the game. It is 65-59 as the official is down here. And the Sports Information Director, Josh Pound, is reviewing the video with them and pulling it up for them.
Yeah, what? Tonight you've got 9 versus 12.
There you go. Well, we talk about, you know, a lot of different things about this. Baker shoots the fewest amount of threes in the conference, Gus, but they're going to need some coming down the stretch here. They're averaging 15.2 threes attempts a game, and they make the second fewest three-pointers. They only make 4.7 a game, okay? So Baker's shooting 15 and hitting 4 per game from 3. And again, trailing by, you know, this amount with a minute to go, they're going to need some threes, right?
Yeah. So the official still trying to figure out the time. You want to figure on do we put any or take away any time?
Yeah, if they do that, Tori will lose her mind if they take time off that clock. It says exactly 1 minute right now.
Tall official that called for the replay, he didn't go over there. He comes off and he says, "What do you have?" And the little guy says, "We're going to put 1 second on, okay? No, now we're going to take away 4 seconds.
Yeah. So we got 56 seconds to play on the scoreboard clock, 65-59, Benedictine. Nicholson, Weiser, Karis, Quillo, Jacobs, and Reigns. That's your Benedictine 5. Full court pressure will be applied by Baker. The Ravens will have it in from deep in the backcourt. Looking to bring it in. It'll come into Nicholson. Just split 3 defenders. Coming up the court. Gets pushed, gets shoved. No foul. Over to Josie. Tolleson is the one who should be fouling, but she can't with 4 fouls, and they need her. Back out on top. It'll come to Kennedy. She'll swing around to the right side. Now cut it back to the left and finally diving in. Because they let 20 seconds get away.
Yeah, you can't let 17 seconds come off the clock and then decide to foul. Like, that's just not smart.
This is what we call a freshman error.
Oh.
And Newbridge is a 5'4 freshman.
I mean, once you kind of get under 15, then you just need to let the clock roll, right? In that time, the Lady Ravens had it all the way down to 13, and then Baker says, let's go and foul now, right?
Hey,
17 seconds, come on.
Let's talk about the schedule real quick. This is going to be a short timeout. Tomorrow, you realize it's Sportsbook Day already?
Yeah, I was sitting there trying to figure up that already.
So we got Sportsbook tomorrow here on Care Radio about 5:15, 5:20, right after the evening report. Friday night, it'll be our first high school hoops of the year. And how big a game you want to start it with, huh? It's a big county rivalry in the NEKL. It is going to be ACCHS at Marhill Mount Academy.
Oh, the Tigers are in the house tonight.
I see that. And then, of course, Saturday, we pack it up, head up north again. This time, not quite as far. Saturday, we're going to go to Oskaloosa, Benedictine at William Penn. Inbound pass, batted away. Nicholson gets clunked on the head, no foul. Gets reached around and smacked from behind. That one will be a foul. The whistle is on Sophia Barrett, because now she's got 4. And here comes Benedict into the free throw line. Is that going to be Baker team foul 5 here in the fourth quarter? Kennedy Nicholson coming to the line for BC. Kennedy eyeing it up. She's a 44% free throw or field goal shooter. At the free throw line, 66%, but Cash is in the first one right there.
Yeah, and she's now knocked in all 3 free throw attempts tonight. She has 11 points to go along with only 2 fouls.
Out of Goddard, Kansas, Eisenhower High School. That one is in and out, no good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Baker, 32-31. A half a minute to go in the ball game. Benedictine leading it by 7. Going coast to coast. Tolson's shot is up. It's no good. JJ coming out with a rebound, and she's going to be grabbed from behind. And fouled by Baker. That foul is going to be on Lee Van Welden.
All right, you've seen a lot of basketball over the years, right? Maybe a game or two.
Okay.
At what point do you decide that you just call off the dog? All right, because now you're looking at a 7-point game.
If she hits a couple here.
You're down 9 with 24 seconds.
That's only 3 possessions, man.
You're on the verge of then losing this thing by double digits.
But it doesn't matter. If you're going to lose, might as well lose by 12 is 1.
Get it, but I'm just saying.
Jacobs hits the first free throw, and gets the shooter's roll on the second. We're going to get another timeout. Joseph, let's take it. Torrey's deciding what to do. 24 seconds to go in the ball game. Lady Ravens 68, Banker 59.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
The Nolan with only 24.9 seconds to go in the ball game, and Benedictine on the verge of its first conference win of 2022-23. BC gets back out on the court with Weiser, Nicholson, Kyrus Quillo, Jacobs, and Rain. Baker, Tollison, Van Wielden, Frost, Barrett, Cunningham. Here we go. It comes in to Tollison. She'll take it over to the left side. They seem in no rush. There's a three from deep in the left corner, and it is good. Knocking down a three from in the corner is going to be Barrett. She's at 10 points now. And quickly they're going to foul. 13 seconds left. I'm surprised with 13 seconds left. But again, you're down six.
Yeah, and now you're hoping for some missed free throws here, and you need something good to happen. But it's going to be a little tough right now. Rain's coming to the free throw line, and right, she's the one you want. Yeah, she's 0 for 4 tonight from the free throw
line.
But a
66% free throw shooter. She's two-thirds on the season, this young season so far. And the first one here, there you go. You knew she was due. Puts it up and in. 69-62, Benedictine.
3 points in the ballgame now for Aaliyah Rain.
Crowd picking up a little racket. That one is it's up. Is that good?
No.
I didn't think so. And Baker's going to... Are they taking a timeout?
Yeah, Baker's going to go ahead and utilize the timeout. Torrey just wants to move the ball up to midcourt for
sure
this last little set.
Unfortunately, we're going to keep it here, Joseph. Unfortunately, with only full timeouts remaining, she's got to take a full here. 12 seconds to go. The guys' game. Both teams are huddled up among themselves in their hallways.
Listen, it's the Edwin Diaz entrance.
Oh, is that what that is?
Again, the football guys love it.
Terrible. Does it make you feel like it's baseball season?
It does. Hey, this is a great crowd here in the Nolan for this game, and definitely for the guys' game, and so the fans just continue to make their way in for this one tonight. Cold outside, you always say, right? Cold outside, but it's nice in, so
yeah.
You might as well be inside. Right now, Lady Ravens leading this one 69-62 with 12 seconds left. Baker going to get the ball in the forecourt.
And Baker has one timeout remaining, I believe. Is that right? Yeah. Annie at the scorer table indicates one T-O-L. It'll be put in play across the way for Baker by Ainsley Tollison. We've got everybody lined up. Are we set? Never seen so much delays, so much time taken. What are we trying to adjust now?
We're at 12.4 seconds. Are we adding time? Because if we are, I've got a real issue with why we weren't working on this during the break.
They had a minute
right?
to get this done.
Yeah, it's not like anything has changed.
And now they're scrambling around down at the scorer's table. I guess see about getting that. I didn't change anything.
You didn't change anything. I don't know.
Oh, they changed the timeouts to zero.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. Baker will long cross court, bring it in. out on top. The quick three. Nope. Falling down the flop. Doesn't work. Ball's on the ground. Rolling around. Baker picks it up. 4 seconds. And we will have a Benedict foul called. 4 seconds to go. Lady Ravens by seven. But
that'll be the fourth of the ball game against Jennifer Jacobs.
But it is not enough to put Baker at the free throw line. They're still well within a bonus to team foul three. Once more, it'll be inbound by Sophia Barrett. She brings it in. Tolson goes up, and they're going to call a foul with 2 seconds left on Rain.
This official is awesome, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody loves him. Every time we see him, he gets this. The free throw in. And Ainsley Tolson is at 25 points now. One more free throw. Up. In. 26 points. Ravens bring it in with two. And they're not going to send out that foul.
And that's it.
Final score tonight. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 69. Baker 64. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight the Benedictine Lady Ravens notch their first conference victory of the season as they really have to come from behind a couple, three, four, five, six times as they trail off and on to the first half, but winning it tonight, 69-64. Gus, that was a good one for them.
Yeah, for the Lady Ravens, you know, it was one where they got behind early, they had to fight back, then they were able to hold the lead, right? A couple times Baker was able to cut that thing back down to one. But when the Lady Ravens needed shots, they were able to knock them in. They hit a nice percentage of their free throws by the end of the evening, hitting 22 of 28. So, you know, a third of their points came from the free throw line tonight. And if you're Baker, you're going to look back and say that's where it was, right? You probably don't remember this, but probably about 25 years ago in the Nolan, the Benedictine men beat Baker, okay? And as we're walking out of the gym, Coach Rick Weaver is standing by the door. You remember this now? And Rick was talking to Joe, and he said, that was a great game, Joe. And he said, if I didn't spot you 45 points from the free throw line tonight, I'd have shot to beat you, okay? And I think that's what Tori's looking at, too. Like, she spotted the Lady Ravens 22 of their 69 points tonight. So, for Benedictine, again, great job of taking advantage of those opportunities when they came their way. Taking a look at the scoring for both first four, Baker, 26 points for Ansley Tolson. Scoring then drops down to 10 apiece for Sophia Barrett and Emma Cunningham. This is a 9-point effort for Leah Van Wilden. 3 apiece for Chastity Weathers, Amina, and Macy Frost. For the Lady Ravens, they were paced in scoring by Josie Weiser with her 20 points. It was a 12-point effort for Aaliyah Kramer, or Allie Kramer, 11 for Kennedy Nicholson, 10 for Jennifer Jacobs, 6 for Twilight Teresio, 4 for Aaliyah Rain, 4 for Kyra Mizraka, and for Carrera.
So with that, How about that? The Benedictine Ladies are now 3-4 overall and 1-1 in the conference, and Baker is 4-3 overall. Tough nut to crack right there when you get behind early in a conference race. It's bad uphill run from there on out. Both guys' teams are out of the court. Men's game coming up before long. Final score again. Benedictine Lady Ravens winning at 69-64. Joseph, we're going to give it back to you for a little bit. We'll be back. Guys' game coming up. Stick around.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.